Okay, we are in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah Tav Kuf Pei Vav, the Hilchos of Shofar themselves. Okay, so we are in Seif Hey, Hamudar Hana Mishofar Adam Acher Tokeabo Vze Yotze Yode Chovaso. Person makes a neder that he's not going to get Hana from a shofar, such as he says, Konam Hanas Shofar Alai. I'm not going to get any hana from a particular shofar. He didn't specify the voice of the shofar. He said the shofar itself. So he is not supposed to blow because he might get hana by blowing. Lots of people, especially kids, they get hana, adults too, get hana when they give that blow and they get that sound out. So it's important that, now to point out, Bishat Adchak, if you have no choice, make sure you tell yourself not to get hana from blowing, you're just doing the mitzvah. And then you could be good to go. And if you have to blow yourself, just do the minimum 10 kolos de'araisa, which translates into the 30 derabanan that we mentioned. Okay, all right, fine. We're going to get to the details of the blowing later, the sounds later. Okay, so that's the halacha for the shofar. Let's keep reading. Aval, ima mar konam latkiyato alai. If a person says konam, I make a neder against the sound of the shofar. So then, asur litkoa bo afilu tkiya shel mitzvah. There's no way to be yotzei the mitzvah with that particular shofar that you made a neder on. Because you made the neder on the actual tekiah, on the sound of the from that shofar, and so now you're stuck. So that's interesting difference. It's right. It's going to be discussed more in your idea, but there's a difference between a neder and a shvua. A neder means you make a neder that you can't on a particular item, and it is chal on a mitzvah. So now it's preventing you to do that mitzvah. Now it's an isra now to use that shofar to be yotzei the mitzvah. When a person makes a shavua, that's more on himself, not to derive benefit. And that, if a person made, and that you're not allowed to do specifically against a mitzvah. So if you made a shavua, then it doesn't stop you from doing the mitzvah. Unless you made a shavua not to get on yourself to listen to the sound all year. And then since it's aser for you through a shavua all year, the day of the mitzvah and Rosh Hashanah could be included. But we will discuss that more at length later. Okay. Let's go on. Vav. Haya kolo av ma'od. Odak ma'od. Kasher. Now you blow the shofar. If the sound has an extremely deep or high pitch, it doesn't matter. Kasher. It's 100% kosher. Doesn't matter what kind of sound comes out of it. It's the sound of that shofar or the way you blew into it. Shekol akolos ksherim b'shofar. All sounds that come out of the shofar are kosher. Even if it's hoarse and dry, it's also, that's the sound, and you're kosher. You don't have to keep blowing to avoid the hoarseness. I mean, we might, because we might not like it, but you don't have to. Okay, and then you get into other issues of too many of the wrong kolos mixed in. But we'll get to that later. Zayin. Im nikav. Okay, so now this is an interesting sugya. We'll try and keep it simple and understandable. If you get a hole in a shofar, so now you have a piece of the shofar missing. Somewhere in the middle, exactly. Not at the ends. Right, you get a little pagam, you get a little nick at the beginning or the end, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking a hole through and through, anywhere within the shofar. Right? A full circle hole. Okay? Let's read again. Nim nikav, you get a hole. Im lo stamo, if you didn't plug it up, you left it with the hole. Afa pishan ishtane kolo kasher. Even if the sound is a little bit different from before it had the hole and now that it has the hole, kasher, you're still yotzei. And so sometimes this is really the best thing to do, as we're going to see. It gets a little complicated. If you have a hole and it sounds good, and even if it doesn't sound the same, but you can be yotzei the mitzvah with it, it's kasher. And so if you're going to, if you want to try and plug it up, make sure you learn the following halachas. Okay. So that's the clear halacha. Everyone holds to this. Very good. And the poskim also point out, though, however, something important is that's if you have a single hole or multiple holes, but it's the minority of the shofar. If you're going to have a, let's say, from one end to the other end. Now, by the way, any place you have a single little hole, it doesn't matter where it is in the shofar, it's not a problem. Okay, as long as you don't plug it up, it's kosher. Right, that's what we learn. Now, if you're going to have a string of holes, a whole line of holes, going from one, you know, disconnected individual little pricks or holes, going from one end to the other, then the poskim say that's also going to be pasul because rubo kekulo. That's what most poskim point out. If you're going to have a long string of holes, it's pasul.
Is the rubo of the length, or is the rubo of the substance?
So there is a big discussion as far as how do you define what is what kind of holes and what is rov. But bottom line, certainly lechatchila, if you have even little small holes going the whole length, even the majority anywhere, which doesn't matter which end or which side. Once you have your shofar in front of you, and the majority has even a thin string or a line of holes, that's pasul. That's if length. Now, what about horizontal circumference, right, going around? So then, if it's the minority, for sure, it doesn't go around the complete circumference. It only goes around less than half. For sure, it's not a problem. And if it goes around the whole length, or the majority of the length, so then it becomes a problem, and it depends if it's the side of the mouth, then it's a problem. But as long as you have a full tefach, and then it's beyond that tefach, then it's no longer a problem. Just okay? All right. Okay. Now, the Rama points out, it's a chumra, it's not mi'ikar adin, okay, even for Ashkenazim. And the Aruch HaShulchan, it's a little bit of a pella, but it's against the Yerushalmi Mefurash, and there's no Bavli to support it. So, but anyways, the Rama writes a Chumra, Mihu im yeh shofar acher ein litkoa bazeh. If you have, and I mean, it might make sense, I mean, then a Hidr mitzvah, right? Zekeli v'anveil. But as far as the halachas of a nekev, that's where it's more questionable. But anyways, this is lechatchila, the din of the Rama. Miu, if you do have a hole anywhere, you don't plug it up, and let's keep reading. Ki yesh omrim she'en litkoa b'shofar nakuv. There is one opinion that writes, you should not blow with any with a shofar, even if it has a hole anywhere. Now, the poskim write out, they write, Lamaisa, even according to this Rama, if the voice, the sound, stays the same, then there's no basis for us to be machmer, according to the Shita. The only time that we're machmer is if the sound is affected and there's a hole somewhere. Right? Affected by that hole, and the hole is somewhere. And you don't, even if you don't plug it up, it's better to use one that doesn't have a hole. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is take a quick step back, because we're going to keep reading. Just want to point out, the Mishnah Berurah does it, and it helps to understand that there's a machloket between the Rambam and the Rosh on how to understand the Gemara. We hold in the Gemara, it's on Daf Kav Zayin, like Rabbi Nasan. He writes, if you have a hole, right, and it's bemino kasher, shelo bemino pasel. If you have a hole and you plug it up with another piece of a shofar, you take any shofar, you plug it up, then it's kasher. And if you don't do it with its mean, you take gold, tinfoil, plastic, glue, anything else, then that, or epoxy, or whatever, so then that would be pasul. Now, what does that mean and how to interpret it? So that's the machloket between the Rambam and a few Rishonim, as well as the Rosh and a few Rishonim. And so lechatchila, we are machmer like the Rambam, and bishat adchak, we can be makel like the Rosh. And just even with the bracha, that's what most seem to say. Just an interesting ha'ara with Safek Brachos Ahakel. Normally, if you see a machloket in the Rishonim, but the halacha is paskin like one Rishon, even though there is a machloket Rishonim, but we paskin that this is the halacha, even Bishat Adchak, general rule is you do say a bracha. But we often find that when it comes, and again, every posek is going to have his own take on it a little bit, but when it comes to a machloket achronim, so then often you'll find that many, to different degrees, are machmer to say safek brachos lahakel. Just an interesting thing, because that's what comes up here quite a bit. Okay, so what's the difference between the Rambam and the Rosh? So the Rambam says you have to have three conditions in order for it to be kosher if you're going to plug it up. Right? Everyone says, lahalacha, if you don't plug it up, it's kosher. Then you don't have to worry about anything. Once you plug it up, then it becomes you have to have three conditions. It becomes a little technical and difficult or complicated. So number one is you have to end up with most of the shofar has to be plugged up. In other words, you don't have most holes anymore. And I think everyone holds that one. Then you also have to have it's done, the Rambam holds it must be done bemino, and it also has to be that the sound returns to how it used to be. You can have the sound change by these holes, but so again, if the sound changes and you leave the hole, then it's fine. But once you're going to plug it up, you must plug it up with a shofar, with another piece of shofar. You must plug it, it must sound like it did originally. Before you plugged it up, and most of it has to be intact. Okay, let's see. Yes. So all right, the Rosh holds you only need to have two. It has to be with its own mean and the majority, even if the sound is different, or it has to be the majority is plugged up. And the sound is not different. And then it could be eino mino. So according to the Rosh, you could plug up a hole with epoxy, or whatever, gold, epoxy, whatever you want to plug it up with, as long as now there's not rubo of holes along the length, and the sound is back to normal. Okay, so now let's read this inside. V'im stamo shelo bemino. Now, let's say you have holes and you plug it up, right? Without its mean, you take epoxy or some kind of a glue or whatever. Even though the sound goes back, sounds the same way it did before you plugged it up. It's still pasul. I feel an ishtayar rubo, even if it's mostly plugged up. Because the Rambam holds, once you're going to plug it up with something else, it's pasul. You can never plug a hole with anything other than shofar material. V'im stamo bemino. Now the Rambam continues, this is the Rambam Shita, if you plug it up with a piece of shofar, then in mishtaya rubo shalem, if the majority is completely along the length is now plugged up, v'lo ikvu anekavim, and now shenistam et etkia, and now the sound sounds the same as it did beforehand. If it doesn't sound the same way, wait a second. And the holes don't bother the sound. And the sound is now back to the way it used to be. Before it got the hole or before you plugged it up? Kodem Shenikav. Oh, you're right. Before the hole. Thank
Someone's
you.
Got
before the hole.
Good memory and very good ear.
So, yeah, you have to remember. So then it's kasher. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, it's not easy to know if it returned to the same sound, and therefore you have to treat it like a safek deraisa lechumra. In other words, don't use the shofar, according to the Rambam. Right? Only, you should really never use the shofar. And if this is all you have, then you could use it. You would say a bracha, mistama, and you could use it. And then if you find another better shofar, blow again 30 times without a new bracha. Okay. kasher. So then that's the case of the Rambam. V'im achaser achat mishalosh elu. You lose any one of the three conditions we explained, it's pasul. That's the shittas of the Rambam. Then he continues their Shulchan Aruch. V'im hu sha'at edchak. Now what happens if you're stuck? This is all you got. She'ein shofar acher matzah. You can't find another shofar. Yesh l'achsher. You can use it. It's kosher. We're going to rely on the Rosh, which is you have at least two of the three conditions. Bistamo b'mino. If you filled it up with shofar, im nishtaya rubo, and you still have, now the majority is clogged up or closed up. Afilo lo chazer kol kamuchahaya. It's going to be kosher even if it doesn't have the original sound. V'chein yesh lahachshir. And so this way, you don't have to worry, you know, if how it sounded or not sounded. The best thing to do is plug it up with a piece of shofar. Or not to plug it up at all, right? V'chein, yesh lahakshir bistamo shelo b'mino. And you can also make it kosher if you plug it up shelo b'mino, if you fulfill the next two requirements. Im nishtaya rubo v'chazar kolo l'kamot shahaya b'tchila kodem shenikav. Most of it is clogged up, and it has the original sound before it even had the hole. Now, sometimes you have no choice. It's not simple just to be say, okay, I'm not going to plug up the hole. Because often, if the hole is big enough, and especially if it's towards where the mouth is, the sound's not going to come out. Like, you know, we know many times you have a musical instrument, if you have a hole and the air escapes the wrong hole and there's no sound comes out. So many times if you have a hole, you might have to plug it up. Anyway, these are the halachas on how to plug up a hole.
Holding your finger over the hole.
Holding your finger over the hole. It doesn't do anything as far as I know. You didn't even fix the shofar. I can't imagine that makes a difference. The shofar is pasul. The shofar is pasul. Can't imagine holding a finger can make a difference. Can't imagine. I didn't see anyone discuss that question, but I don't see the question starting, but if someone has a source, that'd be great. Okay, so we covered that one. Now, we thought we're done. Now we're going to get to the crack. Okay, let's see. Number chet. A person has a, what's another word for a crack? Split, whatever. So, nizdak leorko pasul. Now, you have a, now by the way, just when we said a hole, that we said before, it means through and through. But we're going to see that if it's only a partial, it's not a problem. I think we're going to see that beferush. So here, the same thing too.
What do you mean, like a little ditch?
A little ditch. A ditch. So you're going to see if a person decorates a shofar, it doesn't pass all the shofar. You can decorate it. I'm not sure if it's lechatchila or not. I don't remember right now. But if you make a charutz, you make an engravement, you can engrave your name or designs on there. That's not going to pass all it for sure not. Is it lechatchila or not? I don't remember right now. I want to see it inside before I say chet. Nistak l'orko pasul. So now you have a split that goes through and through anywhere. We'll see anywhere. Now we're talking about the length. Okay? So then it makes a pasul. We'll get to the circumference later. So now, yeshomrim afilu b'kol shehu pasul. So some say this applies anywhere along the length. Even a tiny little crack makes the whole shofar pasul. Why? Because this opinion holds, you're going to keep on blowing with the shofar, right? We're assuming the shofar is going to get used, so this is the assumption. That's what, the reason for this halacha is the assumption is, as long as the shofar is going to keep getting used, the crack's going to keep getting worse. Because there's going to be the forces of the air, the vibrations, it's going to make the crack get bigger. And eventually, it's going to become the majority. And once it's eventually the majority, we look at it now as if it's already cracked the majority, and once it's cracked, it's as if it's not here anymore. And basically, you lose your shame of a shofar. A shofar has to be a tube. Can't be where it's split on one side. Okay. Ela im kein hidko harbe bechut o b'meshicha. However, there is one way to save it. Let's say you have a crack, and you can, I would imagine glue would do the same thing. You can glue it and it'd be fine. We're going to see that. But the words over here is you can tie a string around it. Or it's, what's it called? They have these fun, wrenches. I forget what they're called. These pull wrenches, where you can kind of like a clamp, a monkey wrench. No, it comes with the. I'm blanking on the word for it. There's a word for it. It's with a band, or there's different types. Anyway, it's kind of like a clamp type of thing. But anyways, you could use any kind of a string or tool instrument tool. Duct tape would work. Sure, just tie it tight. I believe so. Anything that would prevent it from getting worse, that's the idea. We just don't want that crack to get worse. Okay, and the Mishnah Berurah has also a Chumrah. Sorry, the Ramah continues. V'nishtayer shiur atakiya mimako makshir ulamal letzad hapeh. But this crack must be at least a tefach away from the mouth. Right? So that... Okay, that you're having this kshira away, and that the, 1 second, and the they point out that this is a chumrah that bishata tchak. You don't have to worry about this ramah if you don't have a choice. Like that's where your crack is. You still have to tie it.
Only as long as this new material doesn't change the sound of the shofar, which is almost impossible to determine. I mean,
well. Right, correct. That's if the sound wasn't changed. Right. Once the sound was changed, so then you have to. Then that's a problem. Okay. But if you have no choice, pishatat chak, you're allowed to be so mechande the main ikar halacha of the Shulchan Aruch and not the chumra of the Rama. Okay.
About the shear, but not about the sound.
About the sound.
You can make law on the shear, but not on the sound. Oh, the sound.
No, it doesn't matter. I don't think it doesn't matter. Right. It doesn't matter. It's fine. Just tie a string around it wherever it is, and you can use it. Okay. It's a bigger problem when it's. Okay. Let's go on. Let's read it. V'yesh omrim davka berubo. Now, this is the Ikar Halacha, that it's only if it's on rubo. The crack or split is the majority of the length. V'yim dibko kasher. And as long as you... Now, you can just glue it, and that's also 100% fine. Afilu im dibko bedevek. Even if you were... okay. Okay, so this is okay, and we're more makel with the devek and with a crack versus if you. Everyone says if you add glue where there's a crack, it's not a problem. That's an easy fix. It's when you have a complete circle hole, a hole going through where part of the shofar is missing. That's when we get the bigger issue with shalobimino of the Rosh and the Rambam. But here it's just a crack. And therefore, using glue is not a problem at all. That's, however, if it's a really big split and a big crack, then the Mishnah Berurah says there are different opinions and better to use shofar material if you can, because then it becomes a little bit of a question what if it has the same din as a whole or not. So let's go on. There's an opinion that says, no, you have to use... You have to glue it with shofar material.
No,
it uses its... Right, so let me explain. Right. Shechimimo be'ur ad shenifshar v'chiber k'tav ze im ze. So what you're doing is you're not taking another material. You're using the shofar. It's using its own, the own shofar. You heat it up, and then you're basically melting it and bringing it together, and that's how you fix it. Okay, so that's the yeshomrim. That's, right, it's better, but you don't... V'yesh omrim. Okay. And the Mishnah Berurah says the first opinion is more mikar adin, but we should try and be machmer like this opinion. And it's a bigger problem if the sound changes. Okay, so hopefully the sound didn't change. V'im nistak kulo. Now, once you have a split all the way through, afilu mitzad echad pasel. And once it's, even if it's only on one side, but right on one side of the length, but not the other side, afilo chimemo be'ur, even if now you combine it by melting, v'chiber stakav ze im ze, and you connect them together, it's pasel, but it lost its name of a shofar. Okay, I think we'll stop here. Tet continues, but it's quick.